Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good everything to all of you. Listen, we have a very good show lined up, and I'm glad you're joining us at the Global Vision for Living today. And I know today I surely need a vision based on what's going on here in our state, the nation, around the world. But how can I show God that I love him? Many people sing about love, they dance about love, they're getting killed over love. I mean, it's so much going on. And right now we know the world is in a sad and a sorry state. Nothing they're trying is working. And all world systems, as we know it, are collapsing before our very eyes with no hope outside of a living God. Of course, God is upset, and he has been shamed enough by humanity, and we see nothing that humanity is doing or involved in without God's will and without his divine purpose for subjects here on earth is ever going to work for the living, and of course, the living dead. You know, there's some people walking around dead. That TV show, it was no joke. The living dead. Just get up, look around, figure out they're dead, and that's it. Well, here how you can get God's attention. Don't you want God's attention? Don't you need God's attention? Don't you want to win his heart in the name of Jesus? Keep listening to our topic show today of how can I show God that I love him. I see Colonel Harrison has come on, Dr. William Harrison. Hello, Dr. Harrison. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dr. Tina. I'm doing great, and I pray that you and your list and our listening audience are doing equally as well.
Well, I sure hope so, too, because if they're not, they're going to want to be, because everybody needs to show God that they love him. We're at the Last Chance Corral. Last Chance Corral, like the OK Corral, that infamous, some say mythical shootout. Hey, this is our last chance. Thank you for tuning in. Colonel Harrison, let's get started here. You know, people don't realize that they need to show God that they love him. They have money in the bank. You know, they have the homes. They can go right now in America and buy some of the food that they want. I mean, people have more freedom today than they had yesterday. But if something is wrong with this picture, how can I show God that I love him? Many are asking that question no matter what they have. And they're saying, well, I don't hear anything about God anymore. You know, I got to get on TV and listen to the televangelists to get any answers. These churches is closing down like crazy. I drive down the street and they're pink, blue, green, and some other color. Other institutionalized organizations are buying up most of the churches. And, oh, my God, almost every day we're hearing something very negative. And the Bible did say in the last days, people are going to be running to and fro looking for someone to teach them the word of God. That's scary. That's very scary. You know, I just want to backdrop for a moment. When the early nation of God was coming out of Egypt, you know, they had been in all of that bondage and making bricks out of straw, killing each other and themselves, because they thought it was no way out. But right now, we know there is a way out. But what seems to be the problem with 2022 around the world when it comes to people trying to figure out, well, how can I show God that I love him? What seems to be the problem?
The problem is that people don't want to acknowledge the fact, Dr. Capitina, listener audience, that there is a God. That's the main problem. God, Jehovah, the creator, the Psalm 83:18, God created everything, the heaven and the earth, and the stars, the moon, the sun, everything that we see, the trees, the insects, the animals, even created mankind, man and woman. People don't want to acknowledge there's a God that's seeking everything else, is running here, running there, and have money, have this, have that. They'll never receive no fulfillment until they stop and acknowledge that there is one named God, Jehovah, who's a true and living God, who is a supernatural spiritual being, and his resident is in heaven.
Oh, my God. That was it in a nutshell. So what you're saying is that for people to show God, we just say talk about him all day till they die. But how can they actually show God that they love him? There is some prerequisites. His son, when he was ascending up for the last time here on earth until his return, he gave those at the bottom of his feet. He gave him and Edith, them and Edith. And there was women in that crowd. Hello, all you ministers out there. I know that's a bombshell. People call me and say, oh, my doctor, how did you figure that out? I didn't have to figure it out because I already knew his mother was there. Beyond the shadow of a cat's back, Mary was standing there. So women out there, let's not let anyone tell any more lies because you are in it, Bennett. I know good and well. Women that were waiting on Mary was also there. So all this stuff about, you know, pasture, pastore, that's French, and of course that's the Italian language. Ili sono di lesse pasture. They were not in that, what do you call it? In the masculine sense. It was women standing there. So when the early church was formed, you know the story most of you about Peter saying, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. We could talk all day on that because, remember, the first scrolls were Greek and Hebrew. And, of course, down through the ages, there were translations. I'm not going there because I've already made my point. There were women standing there. So when he looked down, because he was ascending, And Jesus Christ said, hey, y'all standing here. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care. I'm gonna put some more fire on your tongue. When we do anybody remember the upper room, the 120 times the fire came down? Women also were welcome. For God I live and for God I die. What an opportunity. What an opportunity that this one called Jesus Christ opened that door up. Now, down through the century to when Paul was crucified beheaded, and you had some of the other ones crucified upside down. Some say Peter was crucified upside down. We come into the first century. Herod, they tried to bend Jerusalem down. You guys that are semi-scholars know that. Then we come into the first and second century of our era with all that persecution. Many fled for their lives, but many died in the name of Jesus for that name. Then we come into the Catholicism period. Hey, y'all. Constantine, Constantinople, all y'all that claim you love God and want to do God's bidding, you really need to know Roman history, the history of Christianity. Guess what? Guess where it started? And then look, let's fast forward a little over 1,000 years. Here comes Christopher Columbus. And then here comes this place known as America. Ask anybody where that name comes from. You want to know how to show God you love him? Know something about the scripture so you can place yourself in it. I doubt anybody that is listening in on this call. If they really knew the history, they'd get their act together. They stopped telling Satan yes and tell Jehovah, here I am. Send me. That's why we're in the shape we're in now. And look at the pageantry of the death of Queen Elizabeth. That told the whole story. Them were the close of thousands of years, almost 1,000 years. And everybody moaning and crying. Don't know nothing, so need to perish. That's already edict there. Colonel Harrison, here, we're talking about showing God that we love him. Let's name 3 ways we can show God, not sit up here like we already crazy, and we already are when we don't listen to the word of God. People will hear it and go on. Nothing but what we do for God is going to count. So me, I ain't going to waste my time. Oh, my God. I've got to tell you guys next week. I can't tell it now, but I had a big showdown at one of my daughter's homes, and oh, my God, and when I got ready to leave, her fiance all out there, and oh, doctor, can you tell me that? I got a story to tell, but I can't tell it now. But I want to let you know, when you do for God, when you do for his son, Christ Jesus, that's how you show him that you love him. You may go in a household and there's someone to me, she was 12, and 12 people get to hear the word of God. And somebody may tip your phone and call you, but if you ain't living for God, doing nothing for God, don't care nothing really about what he say. Hallelujah. Praise his son's holy name. Guess what? You ain't nothing. You don't have to show him that you love him because he already know you. You're nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G. But, Colonel, and I'm itching to tell this story. They were calling me as I was driving up. Hallelujah, praise God. Even the man got on the phone. When are you coming back? I need to know more about that God. You say his name is Joe. All you cowards out there, all you cowards, you better get it straight. Cost nothing, but what you do for God don't count. So that means you got to show him something, and how long you got to show him, Colonel Harrison.
Yes.
Give us 3 ways that people never know what you gonna walk in. Maybe looking like a homeless woman. I was looking like, hallelujah. He gave me a chance. Now let me tell you something. When you talk and preach about God, he's going to have people talk, hallelujah. He know who he's choosing. He know who ain't going to play. He know who going to say, you know what? For God I live, for God I die. You better get out of my face with that. But let me tell you what Peter said. Let me tell you what Paul said on the way to the Roman arena. Oh, I never heard. Well, you won't hear about it. Now all y'all up in here, sit down. Put that, I don't know what it was in the glass. He's trying to give me some of that whiskey. All y'all put all that down. And before I could take it, hallelujah, on the phone, when you're coming back. And one of them told the lady of the house while I was talking, you better leave her alone. You better leave her alone. I don't know, but it's something about her. You better let her talk. Hallelujah, praise God. Praise God. None of them 12 was cowards. He knew who he was choosing. They walked for 3 years and gave their life. Oh, hallelujah. Colonel, give us 3 ways we can show God that we love him. Not running around here till we die. Ain't got nothing but a bowl of beans. Give us 3 ways that a person can show God that they love him. Because we already know the Bible said because God so loved the world. So that's all. We already know that. But what can we do? Flesh and blood don't know nothing, don't want to learn nothing. Oh, my God. A pretender. There was a song out, The Great Pretender. Colonel Harrison, how can the audience just give us 3? If they don't get nothing else, maybe they'll get this. Give us 3 ways that we can show God that we love him.
Number 1, be a witness by living for God. Be a witness by living for God, number 1. Number 2, surrender. yield your life to God. Surrender, yield your life to God. And number three, be obedient to God's holy word. So number one, we have being a witness by living for God and witnessing to others. Number two, surrendering to God, yielding to God. Our lives to God. And number three, being obedient to God. So being a witness, surrendering, and being obedient.
Okay, you did a great job. Those three is on the mark, but I got to back you all the way up because ain't nobody going to be a witness for God and they don't know nothing about it. Ain't nobody going to surrender to God and they don't know nothing about him. There's no way I'm going to lead an upright life and I don't know nothing about him. Okay, all y'all spiritual hypocrites out there, let's get it straight. I heard somebody a little bit time ago, and I got on all them 12 last night. You know what? Oh, I love God. I want to be with God. Something else I heard, just as crazy as can all be, but you can't let them know that you know that that's crazy what they're saying. Let me tell you something. Nobody is going to show God that they love him unless they learn something about him. I'm not going to run out there and witness to God, and I don't know nothing about him. Something I heard Grandma say 1,000 years ago. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to surrender to God. When you think of people surrendering, that means they are defeated. They are defeated foes. I'll shoot them all, so I'm going to put a white shirt or something in a window. I surrender. Nobody's going to surrender to a God they don't know nothing about. No one is going to want to show God anything, and they don't know nothing about God. I'm sitting here with my I got three people here. Like, no, go on. Oh, go on. Oh, yeah, I got to go on. Okay, you guys, I'll talk to you in a minute. Listen to me. You see this? Here, some people want to stand here and hear what we're talking about. But let's go back and get it straight. They're not going to do any of those things that Colonel Harrison said. Now, they first got to get to know him. The Bible says the judgment is going to be on those that do not, number one, know him. You're not going to obey him if you don't know him. That's why people is walking around now thinking they're all about that and a bag of chips. Don't know nothing. They said the most ignorance of all is sitting in the churches. I was shocked when I heard that. Because people sit in them 12,000, 1 trillion years. Thank you, guys. But just about all their adult life, even some children, I know some, don't know nothing. Because if they really knew something about him, they wouldn't do the things they do. They would not be over in Iceland right now. They'd be rubbing shoulders in America. Everybody see the trouble we're in America. Ain't doing nothing. Just going on. You know why they're going on? You know why y'all going on? Because you don't know God. You can't show him nothing, and you don't know nothing about him. I'm not going to name him now. I can name some people have rejected a free Bible study by a Bible scholar. Rejected that because they don't want it. He said many are called. They are not so, but Satan's going to feed them with a long handle spoon just to let them see, oh, what happened? Oh, well, you know what? Y'all need to get real out there. You're not going to show God that you love him until you know something about him. Until you know, so what you know, you would never in 1,000 years figure out where you're going to be 10 hours later. Standing up there. You don't need to just open your mouth up. I found out once again. And someone said, oh, I got this from Jehovah's Witnesses. Can I show it to you? I said, what? Oh, God, I know now you done led me to the right. And then the other one say, she ain't going to say that because you don't really know who she is. I mean, kids, children said, that's my grandma, but you see all that old crazy talk when people talk behind your back at home. You don't know what you're saying might be a topic of conversation. Get real or die. That's the next message. get real or die. Now, some don't believe that, but I tell you what y'all saying and say, God, let me see him there. I tell you what, how can you show God that you love him, turn a horse in? You said a lot here, but they're not going to do that. How you going to witness to the Lord and you don't know nothing about him? All these old fools talking about anything and everything, think they're about something. You are dead, although you are alive. You're not going to show God that you love him until you learn something about him. That's why the witnesses is back on the street. I was shocked when they showed me that because I hadn't been on JW.org. I get letters from some of the witnesses, but, oh, my God, I got to open one up now. Maybe this is what they're saying. They are no longer taking no watchtower and awake. So y'all need to get scared out there because now we got a problem. You already know the churches is not going door to door telling you nothing. Just come on in. What you heard in 2000, they still saying the same thing. You're still sitting there listening. Ain't brought no souls to Christ. He said, go ye therefore. Teaching them, if you're not going to baptize them, if you ain't taught them. Isn't that something? That's what he said, do. All y'all cowards out there, all y'all pretenders, all y'all want to get in the gate just before the angels lock it down. The first thing is first. They have got you, they, me, all of us have got to know about you. Here's one of my friends, and sit down on the porch, hallelujah. Okay, you guys, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jehovah. Let me say this. All y'all out there, it's about God, from preacher, bishop, pope. I had a dream about the pope last night, and he was telling something that was wrong. How can I show God that I love him? Number one, take your apron off, close your front door. You have got to be taught first. You're not going to open the Bible and just, yeah, and on the third day, on the second month of the year, of the new year, the cow came into me. That's not how you're going to learn it. You got to be some. You have got to learn first. Who is Jehovah? The one that created everything. Number two, who is the Son? Then number three, they got an adversary, Satan the devil. Then next, what does God want me to do with my life? Next, what does God not want me to do? I can tell you that based on scripture. But Colonel Harrison, can you agree that no one is going to be able to show God that they love him? You can skip that. You a liar. Your mama is a lie. If they figure that they got an unction in their gut, and that's enough to get them in the gate. Talk to us about this getting to know God. Getting to know him, because you are not going to love nobody you don't know nothing about. Hello? Colonel Hanson, what are three ways? Now, you done named three on what to do once you get to know God. You ain't going to witness about somebody you don't know. You ain't going to surrender to nobody you don't know nothing about. So now this thing called knowledge, this thing is, I don't know how many times in the Bible, that they may get to know him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one gets to the Father except through me. But you got some people walking around on 2 feet thinking they're about something. Don't know how to spell Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, last king on the Israelite throne, Zedekiah, and all them. They don't know nothing about them. No wonder their whole household is perishing before their eyes and they don't know it. Colonel Harrison, how can a person show God that they love him? Oh, this is a good lesson.
Yes. Repent. Turn around. Once you find out who the Psalm 83:18 God, it says that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah alone, is the most high over all the earth. Once we find out who he is, someone taught you who Jehovah is and taught you in the scriptures in the Holy Bible, then you have to surrender. That's one way. Turn around is another way. And three, be obedient to God's holy words. Surrender, turn around, and be obedient to God's holy words. Jehovah, God Almighty, who's created everything, heaven and earth and all that dwells therein.
All that dwell. But once again, we're going back. All y'all out there listening to Dr. Cappuccino right now, you are not going to do anything to show God that you love him if you don't know anything about him. You're not going to turn around. No, you're not going to repent if you don't have a reason for repenting. What is your reason? Because I've learned that this guy don't like this. I've learned that this God has said, do this, do this, do that. I've already learned that this God said, I'm sending my son. Jesus didn't jump out of heaven into Mary's womb. Jehovah said, I am sending you. And Jesus himself said, I have come down from the one that sent me. All y'all out there, churches, don't even know, I bet half of them don't even know Jehovah has a name, the God that created. They are not teaching that. Because if you teach that, you got to get them out on the sidewalk. And my daddy used to say, who was not a witness, if you don't see them out there on the sidewalk, they ain't doing nothing. I said, Bishop, you're kidding. He said, no. Here's the word here. It said, go on out. He said, I'm guilty too, but now look at my legs. He said, when I finally really learned the Bible, look at my legs. Now I can't hardly walk. But he said, if you don't see them out there, ain't nothing else. So what he was saying was that they really doing the word of God, but I got to stress this again. You are not going to find the way. You got to pray to get to know the way. You got to pray, God, send me somewhere where I can learn the truth about you. Let me hear a knock on the door. Well, you going to hear him now, because they said out there that the world done got too wicked. Said they got news from headquarters. We got to get on back out there. We have got to reach these people. And now it's better two by two. It's four by four. They out there in mass. I never seen so many about a week ago. So, y'all, if y'all think y'all going to get to know God, let one organization on earth be obedient and do the word, you ain't nothing. You're not going to be anything. You are not in God's world. And you certainly are not going to make it through the pearly gates. You got to know him. All y'all out there that want a Bible study, y'all already know who would do it. And the card they showed me last night, that's all it said. We come to you, free home Bible study. Learn this and this and that. Yeah, they got their game together. They mean it. They really mean what they talking about. Hallelujah, praise. All y'all out there, you want God, you want to show God that you love him, do what he say. You know what? Then you're not going to be able to do what he say unless you are taught. Unless you are taught. The Bible says in Isaiah, the days will come when the whole earth shall be silent. This thing is no joke. So everybody out there thinking they this and thinking y'all thinking they this and that, you don't know nothing about how to show God that you love him until you learn something about him. So the thing is, get on your knees, pray that God will send you. He will take you somewhere. He'll have a phone call come in. You'll go over there thinking you're getting a bowl of cabbage. Hey, hallelujah. And you got 12 waiting on you. All you cowards out there, all y'all don't want to mention the name of Jehovah Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you what, they no joke. God, thank you for your message. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Hallelujah. Find somebody, you, and tell them Psalm 83:18, God wants you. Have a great weekend.